know, it feels good. You know, it feels good to actually get back into shape again and, you know, start, you know, get involved with the guys a little bit more than I did last year instead of, you know, just this in and out thing. But, you know, it feels good to get back into action. It really does.
Physically, I mean, you look much more, you know, ready to roll.
Well, you know, I felt myself as being a little bit rusty in the first game. You know, it's hard to come off the sideline late in the second quarter and just start playing. You know, you're a little rusty. But, you know, I figured that's a lot of what my role is going to be, you know, coming into the game like that, so I got to get used to it.
Peyton, I'm assuming the running backs room probably felt the David Wilson news harder than the others, only because you guys are that running back fraternity. How difficult is it to learn of one of your brothers, you know, losing his career like that, and how do you move forward and move past that?
You know, I can't even fathom it. You know, he's going through something right now that is devastating, and it, you know, hurts us as a running back room. It really does, because we really love David. David's a great person. And David, we always gave you 100% on the field, and he always gave you a smile when you looked at him. So, you know, my prayers go out to him and his family. God bless him.
Does it, I hate to say this, but does it also hit you in the face about the mortality of your career as a professional? Because you know at any time a play like that could happen, and it could be over.
Well, I think my whole career has been like that anyway. You know, I've always played my career from year to year, because every year it seems like I'm on the bubble, even this year. So, you know, I can relate, not on the massive scale that David has right now, but I can relate. And, you know, this is precious time. And this is, you know, this is a precious game. We don't get here to be here too long, so we got to take advantage of it.
Let's talk about the depth chart of the running backs for a minute. He is now one guy who was a significant part of that who's not here anymore. How do you see the mixture of this running back core right now as it competes for positions the next few weeks?
You know, I really wouldn't lie to you. I really don't know. You know, it seems like at practice and in games, you know, they just put us in there in the spur of the moment to see what we got. You know, I think we have a lot of guys that can go out there and produce. You know, I think a lot of it we have, you know, saving guys' legs and protecting guys. So as of right now, as far as the running back chart, I really don't know what it is. I couldn't tell you.
Do you think there's enough here, though, now that David's out of the equation, to be able to go running back group?
I still think it could be a great running back group. I do. You know, I think that we have really improved on offensive line, and I think we have, you know, backs in the backfield that get it. So, you know, I think that we can have a great year, yes.
What did you see from the blocking downfield in the first game? It seemed like the receivers were getting to it.
Receivers were doing a really great job blocking. They were. They were doing great, you know, they were really getting to their blocks and maintaining. And that was something that we lacked last year, but it seems like we really picked it up.
Do you think the identity or the look of the running backs as a group takes a hit when somebody who's like a speed back like David is gone, and you now have to maybe shift the focus and become more of a power running team, you know, with the people you have?
You know, I've been in this league for a little while, and it always seems like everything works out not the way you expect. And somebody gets hurt, nicked up here and there, and somebody always has to fill in. And, you know, it's one of those things where no matter what skill set we have to go in there and play. You know, this is a tough downhill league. We need power backs. You need those backs to get the hard yardage. But make no doubt about it, you know, David Wilson will be missed.